Let's give them all a hand together. Here we go. I want to take a few moments and speak to you about the Christmas story taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, and I want to begin reading at verse 8. I promise you I'll be very brief this morning. Let's begin with verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The word that we use more often this time of season than any other word is the word gift. You've used that word a lot. I've used it a lot this Christmas season. We started a series here in December talking about God's gift to us at Christmas. Last week I talked about God's gift of strength. This morning, very briefly, I want to share with you God's gift to us of a Savior. Now the important verse here, well, all of them is important, but the crux of the verse here that's so important, the climax of it is verse 11. "For there is born to you this day in the seed of David a Savior." And so what He's given to us is the gift of a Savior. We talk about the word saved or being saved. That's what Jesus came to do. The Bible tells us that He came to seek and save those who were lost. We all have Christmas lists, and on this list we have people's names there, and you know, we search and we try to find the right gift for the right person, and you've done that, and I've been doing that this Christmas season. But do you realize that you are on God's Christmas gift? The first Christmas gift is seen right here in this story. When God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to us, this announcement came by the way of the angels. They saw these shepherds in the field, so they came to these shepherds and they made the announcement of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so He came, the word came to these shepherds. Now on that day, shepherds really were not, you know, high as far as status goes. They were good workers. They were good people. Nothing bad about their character. But what this tells us is this, that this great news, that this good news, or as the Bible says here, these good tidings of a great joy came first to these shepherds. You know what God's saying to us here? God is saying to us that I have good news for you. And the good news that He has for us is a Savior has been born. He came to save us from our sin. These shepherds heard that message, and here's what they said. They said, "What we've got to do is go to this place." And so they made their journey to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was located about 6 miles south of Jerusalem. If you were to go to the Holy Land today and you would travel from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, really, you couldn't tell when you got there, because what it is really is just a suburb of Jerusalem. And so in this small place, in this small village, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The Bible tells us that this news of His birth is news of a great joy. This is a gift that God has given to the world. The gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, that brings great joy to us. You see, God knew what our need was. And so in sending the Savior, what He did was to give us the gift that met our greatest need. When we give gifts, there's two things that are usually expressed in gift giving. One thing that is expressed in giving a gift is the fact that you have love for that person that you're giving the gift to. That's expressed in the Bible. When the Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave this gift of His Son to be the Savior of the world. Another thing, though, that you think about in gift giving, not only in giving a gift does it express love for the person that you're giving the gift to, but also represents this. It represents a need that that person has. In other words, when you buy a gift for a person, you want to meet a need in buying that gift for that person. And so the gift that God has given us is the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I know this morning some of you remember Jack Benny. Jack Benny was very popular in TV shows in the 50s and 60s. But I don't know if you know this about Jack Benny or not. But before he married his wife, they had worked together there on the TV set. And what Jack Benny did to try to warm up to her or to introduce himself to her, because he was very, very shy, every day he would buy a rose and have that rose delivered to her desk. And all he would have on the card is Jack. At the end of the week, his future wife came and said, "Why do you keep sending me those roses?" He's very shy, looking down, and he said these words. He said, "Will you go out with me?" And she said, "Yes, I will." Every day of her life, she received a rose. But here's the interesting thing about the story that I didn't know. Jack Benny died. The very day after he died, there came a knock on her door. And the florist was there with a rose. She said, "Oh, I don't need that anymore because Jack has died." And the florist said, "You don't understand. What he did was to make preparations that for every day of your life, even after his death, you will receive the gift of a rose." Now, I'm telling you that story because I want to apply it to this gift that we're talking about today. God gave us a gift because He loved us. The gift that God gave to us was the gift of a Savior which meets the greatest need of our life. We need salvation. We need forgiveness. We need a Savior. We need to be saved. But you see, that gift not only stops the day we receive it, but it continues day after day after day after day. We need this gift. There's no other gift like it. This is the gift that 700 years before this event ever happened, there was a prophet in the Old Testament by the name of Micah. He lived 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. And you know what Micah did? He gave us the prophecy of the birthplace of Jesus Christ, who was to be our Savior. But this is good tidings. It's great joy. But the Scripture also says this: it is to all people. This is a gift for every person. This is a gift for everyone. So the gift has been given. What must we do? We must receive the gift. You see, God's gift to us of a Savior is a gift of grace. We don't do anything for our salvation. We don't work for it. We don't earn it. It's nothing that we do to pay for this gift, because it is a gift of grace. The grace of God's love for us. But here's what we must do. We must receive this gift. And it is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When those shepherds heard this news, they acted on it. And what's represented in the story here is this. They received the news of this gift. They believed. They believed in the message. And they believed in the Savior. And they made their way to Bethlehem. When they got there, the Bible tells us that they found this babe who was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, no doubt there were other babies born that night in Bethlehem. But this baby was unique. The sign of this baby that was different wasn't the swaddling clothes, because the custom in that day was the swaddling clothes, the custom was that every limb, arm, leg, hands, feet would be wrapped in a different piece of cloth. Nothing unique about that. But what was unique about this birth was you will find this babe in a manger. They made their way to Bethlehem and they found the promise of this gift. The Word of God tells us we all can make that journey to Bethlehem. At Bethlehem, you can find the promise of a Savior. At Bethlehem, you can find the promise and fulfillment of our salvation, and it's found in the person of Jesus Christ. We're going to close this morning, but in closing, here's what I'm asking you to do. You can receive this gift of Jesus Christ by putting faith in Him, by putting trust in Him. You see, the Bible story is very clear. There's nothing complicated about it. It's just very simple here. God has sent us the gift that we need. The person of Jesus Christ, He is our Savior. You see, if our greatest need had been for technology, God would have sent an engineer. If our greatest need had been for education, He would have sent a teacher. But you know what our greatest need was? Our greatest need was for a Savior. And God sent His Son into the world to be our Savior. You can receive that gift this morning. We're going to stand at this time and I'm going to extend the gospel invitation. If you need to receive the gift of His Son, would you come this morning? Let's stand, please, for invitation here. Ushers, come forward, please, this time. You may be seated. At this time, we'll receive our regular Sunday morning offering. Let's pray together. Yeah, let's pray together. Lord, we do thank You for the day. We thank You for this gift that You've given to us, the gift of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we celebrate this birth, we also celebrate the gift of our salvation. We thank You for that. We thank You that this gift is free to us, but it cost You Your very life. And so we're reminded of that this morning. Father, I pray now as we give today that we would give out of hearts of love. In Your name we pray. Amen.